by Jewel. You'll notice by the little pictures that I've done for you of each herb that they're all kind of very nondescript looking in this category. They're all light brown and they look a bit like sweepings from the forest floor. And they also smell a little bit similar. So there's not much luck there in how they look in helping you to distinguish them from each other. Because Wenshen is meant to look a bit like a man. And Baijiu has a slightly sliced more flatly, as you can see there. Again, it tonifies the qi and strengthens the spleen. But this herb is very usefully different from the others. And that is, it dries dampness a little bit. Now, of course, often when you're thinking about these herbs, you're going to be combining them in classic formulas. So you might be using a qi tonic with a herb that's really brilliant at drying damp. But when you get a herb that can do both at the same time, well, that's great. And this is what Baijiu can do. So, for instance, you might have diarrhea from dampness. And you might have diarrhea because the person's spleen qi has collapsed. Well, in Baijiu, you're using it for diarrhea and dampness. And where also the dampness is so bad, it's not just a vapour or a fog, but it starts to condense into water. You accumulate water in the form of edema. And again, the drying dampness and the slight warming nature of Baijiu. This is your classic hair dryer. And sometimes that water accumulates and becomes more thick liquid. Sorry, I hope you're not eating your supper. Like phlegm. This isn't the same kind of phlegm that is more condensed where there's heat, but it is a kind of liquidy, clear sputum phlegm. And where people can get vertigo, where the clear yang isn't rising. Like the other herbs that we've done so far, it can be used to treat wei qi with a spontaneous sweating. A very important function of Baijiu is it stabilises pregnancy. There are just a handful of herbs that we're going to learn on this course that stabilise pregnancy for a woman who has a threatened miscarriage. And this is one of them, especially where there's qi and blood deficiency. So make a list of yourself over time of these herbs that stabilise pregnancy. Baijiu also has a sister herb, Sangju, which is in the accumulated damp section. So Sangju is the same category, Atractolotus, but it's got a more strongly drying action than Baijiu. Sometimes they're used together. It's easy to think when you first come across qi tonics that they can address just about everything you've ever encountered, but actually an awful lot of people don't need qi tonics. The first thing often is that we clear pathogenic influences. For instance, clearing the phlegm and the damp with a different kind of herb or combination of herbs might allow the person to recover without having to give them tonics. They may just feel so much better without the pathogenic influence that they don't need these qi tonics. So although at first you look at these and think, goodness, I can use these herbs for absolutely everything, quite often you don't use them at all. But they're somehow the ones that we relate to most easily in the West.